The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
I am going to go to the phone, so Jay, hang on hold. We'll get to you shortly. Before we do, I want to tell you about a very unique insurance company focused on people in the educational community and provided by Michigan alumni. It's called MEMIC, and MEMIC serves teachers and other school employees and, get this, want to make it clear, the general public. They made it their mission to provide members with outstanding service and high-quality insurance coverage. So for personal, auto, home, boat, or umbrella coverage, look to MEMIC for agents who understand and appreciate all that you do. And for all you Michigan fans, a lot of you out there, right? A local MEMIC agency is run by my friend, my guy, the dapper dude himself, Cedric Small. Cedric is a Michigan alum and a big supporter of all things Maize and Blue. With a strong education background, he is keenly aware of the needs of those in the field of education, and his office is located right here in Ann Arbor. So if you work in a school, whether you're a bus driver, lunch aide, teacher, or principal, or work in a teaching hospital, credit union, or library, MEMIC has discounts and coverages designed specifically for you. So contact my friend Cedric Small today at CedricSmallAgency.com. That's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, CedricSmallAgency.com, or call 734-773-3873 for auto and home insurance quotes. Let Cedric, a true blue Wolverine, protect your cars and house. He'll protect your house and treat your house like it's the big house. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jay in Atlanta. Jay, what's up?
Hey, Sam. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, I must be the... Look, I'm just telling everybody, in honor of our next opponent, you know, relax. Like Aaron Rodgers told the Packers back in the day or whatever season that was, relax. I must be – I have to check my water or something because, again, I thought we would lose the Army. We didn't. We're 2-0. I'm very happy. I'm surprised, and I guess it, the game went a little differently than expected. The defense really showed up. I think that there's a lot more – confidence coming out of that game with that unit that we should be ready to lean on. And, I mean, I'm not going to belabor all the points that have been made all this week about the offense and the struggles, but I think the key thing that, you know, even the biggest critics have to acknowledge is that it's very correctable. Mm-hmm. A bye week will help. Frankly, just some of the weird fumbles, they can't continue. And, you know, if they do, I've got confidence that the coach staff will make the adjustments from a personnel standpoint they need to be made. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand the anxiety. I mean, we as Michigan fans have been so close for, you know, these couple years, and the expectations are huge and high, but we are 2-0. We got Bass Army. I told you, Seb, that I was so worried about that game because that's just a weird game, and they're just a weird opponent. And, you know, the bye really couldn't come at a better time to kind of reset and get back to Big Ten football and things that we're a little more prepared for and not necessarily prepared, but just more in line with the normalcy of the season. And I know, you know, we've seen a lot of these guys on film. These aren't, you know, in particular the quarterback position. We know the play can be better. And I'm confident that it will get better. And if it doesn't, you know, again, the expectations about the position, right? So we'll see. I believe we'll see changes made if necessary. But anyway, just want to wrap that up. But relax. Everybody enjoy their bye week and, you know, try to find something fun to do this weekend.
Yeah, I agree that there are a lot of fixable things. There are definitely some things that require urgent attention, like turnovers. I mean, the game, you said it was going to be a weird game, or it was always a weird game against Army. Weirder when you turn the football over like Michigan did in that contest on Saturday.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I want to get into a quick recruiting roundup brought to you by our friend Joe Simon. The law offices of Joseph A. Simon can be found right across the street from the big house. You can find them online at themichigandefenders.com. You find yourself in need of criminal defense, there is no better attorney around than Joe Simon. He's coming up next for the strategy breakdown. Going to be here for a couple of segments, so we'll get into that. Now in the recruiting roundup, going to focus on three names on the football side of things very, very quickly because you've been getting a lot of questions on them. Brendan Rice, son of Jerry Rice, three-star wide receiver out of Arizona, visited Michigan first week of the season, visited Colorado last week and saw the huge come-from-behind win over Nebraska. A lot of pro-Colorado. You remember what he said when he visited Colorado in the offseason, that he was very interested in seeing the offense in action, seeing it on the field against live competition to see if what they say matched up with what they do. Colorado put on – they sent a huge message with their performance, that come-from-behind performance over Nebraska last Saturday. There is a lot of pro-Colorado buzz coming out of that visit. What I'll say is there's been huge buzz coming out of every visit for Brendan Rice. A lot of positive buzz coming out of the Michigan visit. So I'm not ready to concede and say that it's over and it's headed Colorado's way. What he told our Steve Wilfong is he is in the process of putting together a spreadsheet to compare and contrast the schools, next up for him is that he is working on a visit date to get back out to Oregon. So it doesn't sound like anything is imminent on his part. And if history is a guide, kind of these huge, hugely positive feelings kind of die down a bit, getting that post-visit glow kind of wears off. So, if he is still indeed going to be taking that visit to Oregon, I think that that's actually a good thing for Michigan in this race if he's still going to be taking, another visit. So keep you posted on that. Jordan Morant, I talked about Jordan Morant, the kid, the safety, formerly the number one safety in the country, still one of the top safeties according to 24/7 Sports, committed to Michigan in the summer. News came out earlier this week that he would be visiting Texas A&M officially this weekend. I gave you, my take on that from prior conversations about, the relationship with Mike Elko, the defensive coordinator and safeties coach at Texas A&M. He's a Jersey guy. He's been knowing Jordan Morant for years. And so there's a relationship there. And I suspected that it had everything to do with that this was something that he had planned to do before, that he had a relationship to maintain there. They were going to do him a solid. And then at the same time, the kid would be able to have some fun on the visit. We 24/7 Sports reached out to Vito Campanelli yesterday, and that is exactly what he said. He said, this is not anything for Michigan fans to worry about. And went a step farther and said, you'd be surprised if he actually took a visit to USC. And last but certainly not least, Kenny Mestidor, the defensive end out of California, playing his football at St. Thomas More here stateside. Sounds like he may be getting here on a visit later this or for the Rutgers game. That's being talked about. What's noteworthy there to me is that it means that he is still very much, if it happens, still very much in the mix for Michigan. And that was a question we had in the aftermath of the run of defensive line commits that Michigan had. Would Kenny Mestidor still be a top tier, top line item? If he makes it on that official visit later this month, then I think it would spell that out as being the case. So we'll keep you posted on that. But right now, tentatively, it's looking like he is trying to get in for the Rutgers game. When we get confirmation on that, we will let you know. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. Coming up on the other side, Joe Simon, the Michigan football breakdown. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.